Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Everybody, another edition. Welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for this evening. 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, hot as hell. Day 6 of this heat wave. Many people are still without power, so our love and prayers go out to them. Our lovely news lady Victoria is continuing the July 4th celebrations at her house with some company, so she won't be joining us today. She's actually hovering in her pool, and I'm sure she's eating some crabs with her and Debrat. But tonight's show, we've got two fantastic guests. I met Andy Espinosa along in February when we attended the Indie Soap Awards. He was in a show with his cohort Tom Gregory for Gregory Way TV, and he has a new short coming out called Enjoy Paris, so we'll talk about that. And a little later, we'll be talking to Nashville. Guy is rising on the charts. Billy Ryan Droz is going to be joining us a little bit later. So let's get things kicked off with a little bit of music. We'll start off with Billy Ryan Droz with Call It Something Else, but don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Andy Espinosa Long.
They should call it something else. Maybe something a little blue. Cause love don't put you on the shelf, or it would never let me lose her. Why even call it love when you feel your whole world torn? I'm alone here by myself, my lonely cry for help. Can't they just call it something else? So where's the candlelight and roses? I'm not sure, but all I love ain't meant to hurt this bad. It ain't meant to leave you sad. It's not the kind of door that closes and leaves you in the cold all by yourself. Can't they just call it something else? I just need something to ease these expectations. How it is ain't how it was, and that's what don't add up. My only consolation is to try to bid that useless word farewell. Can't they just call it love don't put you on the shelf?
Brian Droz with Call It Something Else. Very, very happy to introduce you all to a good friend of mine that, well, we're not really good friends, Andy. I mean, I met you once in New York at the Indie Soap Awards with your killer abs hanging out. But, everybody, this is Andy Espinoza Long. Hello, Andy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, Michael. I'm good. And you are a very good friend. So I will never forget you, bud.
You're a kind man. What did you think of Billy's song there?
You know what? I actually really enjoyed that song. That was really comforting to me right now. I was preparing myself a little meal for later on, and that was very soothing. Is that the guy coming on later?
That's the guy coming on later. Yeah, I really enjoy that Billy is trying to go back to kind of older school country, not so new country. And I'm really digging the new vibe. I really enjoy it.
You know what? I've never been much of a country guy, but after that song, I'm definitely going to check him out. That's something I'd love to write to or just even have a lady over and make some dinner for, you know?
There we go.
That's great.
Well,
that's really soothing.
Absolutely. Let's get to know you a little bit, Andy. Where are you from? When did you get the acting bug? Big family, small family? Take it away, mister.
Yeah, no worries. I'm from San Diego, California. I was born and raised in the most beautiful city in the world, you know, in my opinion, man. I was spoiled. I 5 minutes from the beach and there's beautiful palm trees. And, you know, I lived in a nice neighborhood in Scripps Ranch. And I'm from a family of five. I got a brother and a sister, and we kind of keep things real tight, the Long family, you know. We're kind of like a Corleone, but without the scandal, you know.
Right.
I grew up, I'm the middle child, so maybe that's why my brother's 6'5", you know. I'm 5'11", my brother, you should see my brother and my dad, just complete alpha males. You know, it's like they skipped me in the alpha gene, you know. It's like they didn't give it to me, but brother and my dad are just like monster dudes, so... I kind of, you know, wasn't able to, you know, be like them with the whole sports thing and everything like that. So I started really getting into, like, you know, reading fantasy novels and comic books as a kid. That pretty much defined my childhood, you know. And then I saw Enter the Dragon, I think, when I was like 9 years old. And then Bruce Lee, you know, 5'7", 135 pounds. I thought, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe there's some hope for me. So that's kind of when I started getting a big love for martial arts and fitness and health. And then from there, it just kind of, I don't know, snowballed into, you know, people liked watching me and hearing me talk and stuff like that because I was real positive-minded. And a couple people just said, hey, maybe you should go to L.A. You know, you're a guy that likes to, you know, it can inspire people and you have something to say. So I'm just out in L.A. and I'm living the dream and I'm having a good time doing it.
Yeah, well, I remember you and Tom from the red carpet very, very much. You guys were having a lot of fun on the carpet, and that was your first time at the Indie Soap Awards, is that correct, for Gregory Way TV?
It is my first time. I actually got in contact with Roger Newman and Kevin McCullough, his partner McClay. Kevin.
Yeah,
McClay, because I forget, I think we had mutual friends, and I started chatting with them online, and we had similar sense in common, and then they found out I did a web series, and they didn't even know, and then I sent it to them, and they really liked it. So me and Tom Gregory, my co-star on the show, went out to New York, and we had a blast. It was an awesome time. The Indie Soaps was probably one of the funnest things I've ever done. It was really fun. They put on a great event. And, I was... probably, you know, I get a little nervous sometimes when I go to those, so I had a couple of glasses of wine, and by the time it was for me to hit the red carpet, you know, I was in, baby. So me and Tom always have a good time, but that's the thing about Tom Gregory, is anywhere Tom Gregory is a good time. He's one of those guys that, you know, some people, some of your friends, they bring the fun,
mm-hmm.
And that's Tom Gregory. Even when we're going to go out to, like, an event, you know, the Indie Soap Awards or anything we do, the party starts as soon as Tom Gregory walks in the door. He's that kind of, he's got the flair. He makes you want to party, you know? So when he's in the room, it's like, bam, let's start having fun right now. We're, you know, as we're getting ready to go to the event, Tom's blasting music and he's got, you know, his wine glass and he's living it up already. So
he's hyphy
from day one. And that's kind of how I am too. So when the two of us get together, it's trouble, you know?
No, absolutely. The energy was fantastic. And this I'll say about the Indie Soap Awards, this is my second time returning, but just the energy of everybody in that place, the camaraderie from the independent filmmakers and actors and actresses, that's what you kind of end up getting really drunk off of, because it's electric in there. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, man, it's fun. You know, I've been to other events, and it's not the same as the Indie Soaps. Roger and Kevin did such a good job of just making everybody have such a good time, and the venue was amazing. New World Stages was beautiful, and everybody was so dressed up, and it was just, it was intoxicating from day, it was so fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This year, too, the SFN helped produce that. That was Todd Fisher and Stuart St. John, who worked with Roger and Damon on that, and just a fantastic performance. But let's backtrack a little bit. Let's talk about Gregory Way TV. 30 episodes in the can. Is that all from one season or just the 1 year of Gregory Way TV?
You know, the fun thing about Gregory Way TV is actually Tom Gregory at the time was selected to be a host for this national tour where we were searching for the next Dorothy to be in this Broadway play for The Wizard of Oz. So he was traveling in a bus across the country for a month and a half, and he was going to film it. And I was just this kind of this kid at the gym he would work out at, and I was a personal trainer, and I was brand new. So when you're a personal trainer, you just kind of walk the floor and you just talk to random people. And he was someone that I was very enamored with and always thought he was funny when the two of us would see, I'd see him and we'd just start laughing. So he asked me to come along on tour just as a kind of a photographer, because I do it as a side hobby and a kind of a sidekick personality. And we got on there and we realized me and him actually are pretty good on camera together. So we kind of said, oh, let's just make like a little show on our tour. And then once we kind of came back, you know, he gave me the footage and I edited it, and it actually was pretty funny. And that's when me and him started thinking, hey, maybe we should actually like write a show, you know, rather than just have us. Why don't we actually come up with a concept and ideas? And that's kind of how Gregory Way TV was born, was just kind of that idea. And it was probably the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I loved it. It was a great experience.
A good piece of work. I enjoyed the show very much, and also I don't want to say this, and don't take this the wrong way, buddy, but you're a good-looking guy, hot body and stuff. I kind of Gregory Way TV. You play Andy, who is basically an assistant that takes advantage of every situation that Tom is working with and everything. And I really thought that would be typecasting for you, but your credits with writing, directing, and producing, too, are fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about Flashpoint Films.
Well, Flashpoint Films is kind of what happened was, you know, when I worked with Tom, I took the pictures, and then it went to, I produced Gregory Way TV with him, and then all of a sudden, I was doing it more as to just, you know, get myself, you know, shown and showcase my comedy and stuff. And I didn't realize at the time that I was actually forming my own production company. So after Gregory Way TV, I got in contact with a couple of people that, you know, work on film. And they just kind of said, like, hey, man, you know, let's do a short film. And I thought, okay, cool. And I thought, well, who should I get to produce it? And then at the same time, I realized, holy crap, I could produce it. I know how to do that now from working on Gregory Way TV. So I said, you know what, I might as well make up get my own company started. And Flashpoint Films came about. I went in that night. I said, okay, for a logo, what should I do? So I just took my camera, walked into my bathroom, took a picture of myself, and then photoshopped it and turned it into Flashpoint Films. And it just kind of flowed perfectly. I couldn't ask for a better way for that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there more of Gregory Way TV coming out at all? Or,
you know, with Gregory Way TV, I love it to death, and I love Tom Gregory to death. We're both very hot-blooded, you know, red energy people, and we're very passionate people. So, you know, right now we're kind of taking a hiatus from each other just because we've seen so much of each other for the last couple of years. But I wouldn't be surprised if Gregory Way TV, I would love to come back and do it again. I'm sure Tom would love to come back and do it again. I have a feeling we're going to shoot a second season sometime down the road. At some point, both of us will be at the right place at the right time, and it'll happen. You know, I think it is meant to happen, so.
Absolutely. Going back to 2008, you were actually on the show I Want to Work for Diddy.
I was. That was actually the first thing I ever auditioned for or did anything for. I was in San Diego at the time, And I shattered my wrist, and I was in a cast for 9 months, and it just completely shattered my wrist. And my friend said, hey, man, you know, they're auditioning for the P. Diddy show. Let's go. You know, you go with me. And I got this big cast on my wrist, and I thought, man, I don't want to go to that. You know, I got this cast. So he drags me along. We go there. There's probably, I shit you not, 5,000 people. I mean, there's so many people. It's out the door, and I've got this big cast. So I'm thinking, okay, there's these good-looking girls, these great-looking guys. I'm going to get drunk and lying because we were at a restaurant called Saddle Ranch. So I start drinking, and I start making a fuss in line, make cracking jokes. And some of the guys walking by saw me, and they were like, who's this guy in line? You know, everybody else is dressed up, good-looking, ready to impress Diddy. And I was just making a fool. So they dragged me in. They threw me in there in the casting couch with a bunch of the casting directors, and just let me go. And they picked me. It was kind of cool. It was a great experience.
Yeah, I only caught a few episodes of that. How far did you actually make it within this series? You definitely got to meet and work with Diddy.
You know what? Believe it or not, I got on the show, and when I got on the show, I was under the impression that the show was going to be called P. Diddy's Assistant. So I kind of came up with a whole gimmick and a whole concept. And if you actually watch the show, it's not that at all. It's kind of the show didn't do too well, unfortunately. But so I got there, and I went into the casting room and met P. Diddy's assistants. Who I thought I was auditioning for, but I wasn't. I was auditioning just to work. I guess the show concept was to be an employee of Bad Boy. And I kind of came out with a little too much bravado, and they booted me right away. I was gone 5 minutes into the first episode. And I was devastated at the time because I thought that show was going to go on to be a huge success. And, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I think the episodes that I caught here and there, I mean, Diddy is a businessman, and he's a no-nonsense businessman. I think working those hours is something that, you know, you have to really want it that bad to go ahead and really climb through that level of, pardon my French, but bullshit. I mean, there's a lot of crap in that industry, but... let's go into Enjoy Paris now. I know when you were on the red carpet, you lifted your shirt up and we made fun of your abs and everything, but you took a hardcore turn to training because how long did it take you to get into that kind of shape for Enjoy Paris?
Well, you know, I've always been blessed with the skinny jeans. So I realized that growing up. I said, okay, I'm thin, you know, that's going to work. So I can eat whatever I want. I know how to train my abs right where I can get them cut, you know, because I'm skinny. But then I realized, like, man, you know, I saw, like, the power, like, guys like my dad have when they walked into a room with muscles. So I said, okay, man, I got to train my body. So I started using a lot of weight and discovering how to get bigger and stronger. And I took my frame from probably, I should honestly be weighing, like, 130 pounds right now. I should look like Ichabod Crane, mm-hmm. You know. But I kind of morphed it a little bit and – I, you know, one thing I'm really good at is analyzing things. So I started going on the UFC website and kind of watching videos of the training of, you know, with technology nowadays, everyone's got a web show. And I started seeing how the best athletes in the world train. And I just started modeling my own training after that because I thought, you know, I'm not a professional athlete, but why eat what a professional athlete eats? Why not work like a professional athlete works, you know, in order to play those kinds of characters? That's kind of the work ethic you have to have. So... it took me probably 6 months to build up, you know, first I had to gain about 30 pounds of muscle and then, you know, I had a little bit of fat on that. So then I had to trim probably another 5 pounds of fat. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. I don't have that kind of willpower or discipline for that. But tell us a little bit now about what exactly Enjoy Paris is about.
Believe it or not, Enjoy Paris is a film. It's kind of a modern-day martial arts love story. Because growing up, I always loved those kinds of movies, you know, with Bruce Lee and Van Damme, where it's action mixed with love, you know, and romance. But it's about a guy who's basically an aspiring martial artist who's really fit and kind of has the world working in his direction, you know. It's just his time. Things are coming together, and he meets this beautiful girl one day. And for some reason, he just, you know, he's met a lot of pretty girls, but this one just captures a moment in his heart, and he gets her. And sometimes we don't realize it's like, you know, when you're good at getting the things you want, it kind of becomes a habit. And I think when it becomes a habit, you don't appreciate it. Because someone who, if he wanted this girl and he never gets the girl he wants and he finally gets her, he appreciates you more. And sometimes if you're that guy that people are always saying yes to, you tend to not, cherish the things that you have. And that's unfortunately kind of what transpires in Enjoy Paris. It shows you somebody who has what he wants and he doesn't take care of it. And then when he loses it, it's probably going to be the biggest lesson he'll ever learn in life. So he starts going down the wrong path that a lot of people go on. And it just talks of the film's mostly just about kind of how pressure can get to you. And sometimes you make wrong decisions in life. And unfortunately, there's consequences for those, Michael.
Yeah, no, there absolutely is. Now, that's already in the can. You finished filming and editing, is that correct?
Yeah, we just finished filming about 3 weeks ago, and just the reshoots, and the editing is pretty much complete, and we're getting ready to submit that to a lot of film festivals, which, is for an independent filmmaker. I love, society nowadays and just films in general, because now is the time where, if you really have a passion, and maybe you weren't born with the best circumstances, but if you work hard on your talents, you have options and places to showcase that. And that's what the Independent Film Festival circuit is for guys like me. And I'm really excited to get my first film that I produced and wrote myself and get it out there and start networking and showing people that I can contribute to the film and artistic society.
Pardon me. Well, if the trailer's any indication, I mean, that was kind of brilliantly put together. But, are you going to submit it to Sundance?
Yeah, believe it or not, I remember when I was first making films, I thought, oh, Sundance, Jesus, that's where the $1 million independent movies go. I mean, it is. Mm-hmm. But then I started doing more research and I realized, holy cow, they've got categories for every kind of film, for even films like my film. My film's my first film, and it fits into a certain category, and bam, not only does it fit, but it fits perfectly. So, yeah, Sundance was kind of, in a way, really good because the deadline is coming up for the early bird to submit to Sundance, and I kind of used that and wrote it on my wall and used it as a date to have my project complete by. So really excited for Sundance.
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy, we have a lot of people up in chat. I got Gina from California, Marby, our producer in Nashville, Sandy from Nebraska, Shannon from the UK is joining us, and all the brand new guests. But you feel like taking some questions from the chat room?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Cool beans. What's your favorite genre of acting? Comedy, drama?
You know what? My favorite genre of acting, believe it or not, is drama. And I think because, for me, I come from a very passionate family, where every night at the dinner table was a scene from The Godfather. So it comes natural to me. It comes really natural. Like you watch some people where they gotta get angry and it's tough for them. Nah, man, it's not tough for me at all. That's one emotion I can tap into and passion. But believe it or not, for that reason, I like comedy more because it's challenging me. Because I am a naturally funny person. It's just that on film, it takes a little work for me to believe in myself to be funny. And that's why I love Gregory Way. I love doing comedy because it forces me outside of my box.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say comedy is harder than drama. I don't know which is harder. I think it's harder to make someone laugh than it is to make them cry, but that's just my two bits. Going back to Sandy from Nebraska, Andy, who inspires you as an actor, director, or producer?
Ooh, that's a good question. A lot of different people, but my biggest one would probably be, as corny as it sounds, Sylvester Stallone, man. I love Sylvester Stallone because he came from a working class family with no connections, and God bless his heart, so did I. And I'm thinking, you know what? Here's a guy who hit rock bottom, just like I have in my life. When I first moved here, I moved here with nothing, and with nobody I knew, nothing, sleeping on my friend's couch. And I thought, you know what, this is the best thing that ever happened to me because guys like Sylvester Stallone can make it. And, but as far as filmmaking, maybe Clint Eastwood, man. The guy still makes bangers.
True.
And he's in his 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think about the passing of Andy Griffith this week?
believe it or not, very sad to me. And I'll tell you why. I was a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, Michael, but you know what movie he made? He made an Eli Kazan film called Facing the Crowd, and that is one of my favorite movies with Patricia O'Neill. That is one of my favorite movies of all time. I've watched that movie 100 times, and it's sad, you know. He was a really great actor, and he had a great personality.
Icon, too, and I just learned, actually, he was a very large fan of country music, went down to the Opry several times and kind of helped to break in some of the brand-new kids and everything. So, yeah, just a fantastic man. It's going to be sad to see him go. Going to go back to Gina for Enjoy Paris. What type of equipment did you shoot on? Everybody wants to know what everybody's shooting on nowadays.
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think it's good that people do that because, you know, nowadays – it's crazy because back in the days you could only shoot with these certain cameras and you could only shoot with these big budget things. And, you know, the day of independent film is now. And believe it or not, we shot most of that on a 5D Mark II, which is the camera called. And it's probably the greatest camera for an independent filmmaker because it's something that's affordable. It's something you can shoot. And it's something that a lot of people don't know. You know, movies like Black Swan and The Fighter, you know, half of that movie, 70% of that movie was shot on the same camera that was shot with Enjoy Paris. And that's a, you know, $15 million movie. But we did shoot some of the big dramatic scenes in the film just to kind of give it this really cool vibe. We shot it with a little bit better camera. But, yeah, most of it was shot with something that you can probably order on Walmart.com.
Yeah, it's amazing the quality, the HD quality now that can go on. Who is someone that you look up to with regard to? I know you said Stallone, but someone for your own personal acting school acting skills. Where do you want it? Where do you see yourself in 10 years with regard to acting?
Well, as regard to acting, I would say now this is aiming for the stars, but my favorite actor of all time is Paul Newman. He's got the guys. I mean, I love. There's so many actors I respect and love, but Paul Newman is my number one actor that I've always. If believe it or not, he made this movie called HUD, where he plays this real kind of swanky cowboy womanizer. And I remember watching that movie, and seeing Paul Newman in his interviews, and he's the coolest, nicest guy, and then seeing him as that character, he became that character, man. He really defined that character, and to this day, I walk like how he walked in that movie, you know? So I Paul Newman is somebody that I'm like, you know what? I love his roles. I love what he did with his career, and he just kept, you know, the older he got, he stayed good-looking. He stayed on point. He's a family man. He's my all-time guy that I look up to, and hopefully one day I can model myself as an actor and build a work of art like he has, you know?
Absolutely. Feel like taking a live call, Andy? We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go. We're going to go to the area code 256-390. Hi, you're live on the air with Michael Kay, Fordham of Victoria. Can I have your first name, please? Hello? Hello? I guess we're not going to do
think
that. I
think we lost her.
Let's.
Where'd you go?
Where did you go, lady? Come on back. But after Enjoy Paris, what's in the hopper for you? What are you doing next?
Well, I got a lot of really cool stuff that's kind of coming my way because, you know, people want to work with me on different little projects, and I'm really excited. I'm actually in the process of writing my next film that I'll produce myself, and I'm going to go with something a little different, you know. I'm going to try to switch it up every time. I don't want to get predictable. But I'm actually working with another gentleman on a newer project called Neon Nights, and I actually wrote the script myself. And it's a bigger project. Yeah, it's a great project, and it's kind of a mix between a show like Breaking Bad and a Japanese anime cartoon. It's going to be really fun. Yeah, that's something that I'm really pumped about. And I'm working with actually one of the guys who's an actor who's in Enjoy Paris, Lenny Porterfield, and we're co-producing that with a couple of the people as well. And really excited for Neon Nights. So that's going to be something that I'm going to be stoked for. You know what I mean, Michael?
Absolutely. When is that one coming out?
That one, we started pre-production. We start production as soon as next week. So we're hoping to have that in the can by the end of the year and have that submitting to a lot of the big film festivals for next summer. That's something I'm really pumped for, Michael.
Fantastic. Buddy, you know, we're out of time, but tell us where we can find at least the trailer to Enjoy Paris. I know you're on, you're now on Twitter as well, but you got a YouTube account there. You can go ahead and log on and see Enjoy Paris there. But what's the turnaround time on Enjoy Paris? You got how many weeks left before you wrap editing?
Oh, that thing's going to be done probably in the next 10 days. I'm just adding the final touches on it. And when I get to work on something, you know, editing is one of my passions. I really enjoy it. It's fun, and it's keeps me entertained. So you can check me out on Twitter at Andy Long, or if you go on YouTube, it's Andy Espinosa Long. And I started a YouTube page there where I've got the Enjoy Paris trailer, and there's a link to it as well on my Twitter at Andy E. Long. Check it out, and let me know what you think, or Facebook me. I love my Facebook. It's kind of like the business card / calling card, and I'm around.
Cool beans, buddy. Well, I wish you the most luck and love with Enjoy Paris. I was really, really happy to catch it when I did, because I think it's going to do something for you, buddy. I think it's going to go places.
Thank you, my friend Michael. Always a pleasure. And I know I'll see you next year at the Indies, but hopefully I see you sooner than that, bud.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But yeah, when I'm in, you're in California, correct?
I am in sunny SoCal, California, baby.
There we go. Well, enjoy the weather, buddy. We're in a heat wave up here.
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard, man. That's awful, dude.
I know.
Nope,
it's
this nice, cool ocean breeze for me all year round.
Yeah, rub it in, mister. Honey, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. And
awesome,
please,
Michael.
Feel free anytime you got something coming out. Give me a call. Let's get you back on the show.
Much love, babe. I really had a fun time. Thanks again.
You got it, man. Take care. Andy Espinosa Long with Enjoy Paris. Lovely fellow, funny, smart. Who knew he was smart? And, you know, not just a pretty little face, but we're going to go back to a little bit of music. Billy Ryan Droz is going to be joining us in a little while. Billy, if you can hear me, go ahead and give a call in to 718-664-9364. But until then, we're going to listen to more of Billy with My Blue World. Don't go anywhere. Billy Ryan Droz coming up next.
eyes couldn't look at me. Bluer than the paint God chose for the sky. Bluer than the tears I'm left to cry for you, girl. Living in my blue world.
With My Blue World. We're just waiting for Billy to go ahead and give a call in. Once again, I want to thank up everybody in chat. Gina from California, Mar B, Sandy from Nebraska, Shannon Sibbold. Feel free to go ahead, and if you want to give a chat, give a call, 718-664-9364. We're sitting here. Let's take some calls. Let's see what our lovely producer, Mar Ben, is doing tonight. Mar Ben, can you hear me?
Yes, do you hear me?
I hear you, love. How are you? Yeah, I think Billy's having a little trouble calling in on the line, so we're just going to have a little fun, you and I. What did you think of Andy?
Oh, he was so much fun. His voice matches his beautiful face. He was fun. He was relaxed. He has a humble spirit that comes through his voice, and I love his video. So if they haven't watched trailer to his video, it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite something. And like I said, like when we saw him in New York, he was, you know, I mean, he was a skinny kid built, but my God, the muscles that he has put on for that, I can't believe it. But
he was a skinny kid when you saw him? Whoa.
Well, you know, one of those, you know, tall, you know, taller, skinny things and stuff like that. No, he bulked up a lot, but I think it's going to be a big success, that film. But I see Billy's actually on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him on. Hello, Mr. Billy Ryan Droz. Welcome to the show for the first night, buddy.
Hello. How you doing, man?
Doing fantastic. How's your day? How hot is it in Nashville? Maryland's on the line too. You guys are having some good weather there.
It is scorching. It was like 106 last week, I think. So it's pretty hot.
Today I think it was 104. Kathy Cady told me it was 104 today. Hey, Billy, it's so nice to talk to you.
Well, it's so nice for y'all to let me call in. I appreciate it.
Well, we're gonna listen to so much of your music. But first, Billy, let's go ahead and learn a little bit more about you. You're originally from Alabama. You come from a large family, small family, musician family. What's your story, Billy?
Yeah, I'm originally from I was born in Louisiana, but we kind of migrated up to Alabama there for a while, and I was raised there since, like, second grade. And, you know, just a huge family. My dad's got, like, you know, 200 kids or something like that. So, but growing up in my family, there was about 6 kids, so we just, you know, music was always in the house, and my father played music, and you know, so I just always kind of gravitated toward music. I loved it. It was just something I was always kind of, it was in me, part of me.
Yeah, everybody plays instruments in your family?
No, just my father. My dad is a country singer from way back, you know, and he, I don't know, he always sang country music, and it was, you know, country is kind of the thing that I always, you know, went for, but, you know, it was just cool always growing up listening to him sing, and it just kind of gave you the, you know, gave me the bug to get out and, you know, make music anywhere I can.
Absolutely. How long have you been in Nashville now?
Well, we're going on about 10 years now, so a good old whopping long 10 years. So.
Absolutely. Where have you been touring? Give me some of the cities that you've been touring and stuff, because, you know, it's a hard road, you know, singing on the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we did a thing about a year and a half ago or so where we went to Europe and did about 13 cities over there, and then, you know, here in the, you know, in the States, we did a thing for a stint where we played with Shenandoah about 3 years. We were just on their tour everywhere they went. So, you know, but right now we're just kind of focusing on getting the record finished up, recorded, and we have a TV show coming out and a lot of big things. So we're just, right now not too much. Actually, I'm in the studio as I talk to you, so not too much of road stuff, but more, you know, creating, and that's my favorite part anyway, so I'm enjoying it.
So this is your first album coming out, self-titled?
Well, you can call it first album. I've done several albums, but this is the one that, you know, that we'll get to see the light of day, you know, Lord willing, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of always the story with a lot of musicians. But I've done a lot of independent albums, but this is the one that it's going to get the big push, and we hope that it gets hopefully what I think it deserves. And
absolutely.
We'll see.
Who are you working on with the production side of the album?
Well, as far as producing, and I'm doing a lot of that myself.
Good
and,
for you.
I have on six sides of this first release. I have a co-producer on it, a guy named Dave Norris. But in the future, we're just gonna keep producing the music we like and do a lot of that. Take that bag myself. I enjoy a lot of that. So.
Right. Now you're married too. So ladies in the chat room, he's off the market, so, dry it off. So how long have you been married?
I bet your chat room is just blowing up right now.
It is, absolutely.
I was actually being sarcastic, but that's awesome.
How long have you been married, Billy?
Well, 2 years, and that's
congratulations.
A question you don't want to get wrong, is it?
That's absolutely not, especially not if the wife's listening.
Oh, yeah. Happily married for 2 years. We just celebrated our second anniversary, so we're excited. We got a little 16-month boy, old boy, and we're just, we're in heaven together right now, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. So,
good. Throw a guitar in your boy's hands right now. You got to get him started. Cool. What's his name?
Oh, I'm already trying to put mandolins, his way. He's his name is Nicholas Eric Droz.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. So I think definitely he'll have some kind of musical ability, and we'll put him on the road soon.
Sounds good. Now, at the top of the hour, we played your song Call It Something Else, and we just finished playing My Blue World. Tell us about Call It Something Else. The thing that you mentioned, too, that I really enjoy that we were talking with Andy Espinosa Long on is the fact that you are distinctly country, and I thank you for that, sir. I think sometimes the country line gets blurred a little bit with all this new country, but I think you're bringing it home old school style, and it's a welcome relief, let me just say that.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. And, my thing is just I love authentic country music, and I love it in its truest form. And if I can, my little, homage to country music is to give a little bit of that back to, a market that's kind of, saturated with a lot of stuff that isn't that, isn't.
No.
You can call it old school if you want, but I believe, country music has a distinct sound. Thank you, and I hope to God I can keep carrying that on,
Yeah, I mean, it certainly, I think people get lost in the shuffle, too. Who in the new country realm are you enjoying or respecting nowadays, if I can ask?
Well, let's see. I don't have, like, a bunch of them. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I got, like, I enjoy Lady Antebellum. I enjoy a lot of stuff like that, but,
mm-hmm.
Generally, my listening habits are kind of old tapes and old CDs. So I kind of listen to the older stuff, but newer. I mean, to be honest with you, I'll listen to a lot of pop music.
Really?
So,
what do you listen to pop wise?
I love Adele. I really do. I love her.
Yeah,
music.
She's good.
Really,
she's pregnant now, thank God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, I guess. For her.
Yeah, Adele's good. What are you thinking about this whole Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj bunch of singers coming out now?
Well, I think it's cool. I really do. I tend to, go toward more of the soulful kind of music, and I think that's kind of, that's a little too much pop for me, maybe. I kind of like the more laid back kind of sound. So.
Absolutely. Well, that being said, let's play a little bit more music, Billy. The song I've got queued up is called Sing Along. You want to give us a little bit of background on that?
Actually, it's just kind of a test market type thing. We wanted to do something a little bit more, to be honest with you, more of today, to kind of let people know that we're we can kind of do what's out there. We tend to like to do the older stuff, but this is just my homage to, I guess, newer country music, so we figured we'd give it a shot, and this is what we came up with.
Great. Well, we're going to give a listen. This is Billy Ryan Droz. Sing Along, Don't Go Away. We're back with Billy Ryan Droz right after this.
Pull the bow across the fiddle. Strike up the band, let the music play. I don't sing just a little. You got to make it loud, let it resonate down through your soul. till you can feel it move you. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night, rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight, where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song, from the grapes that paved the road I'm on, hell, I'll keep singing as long as you sing along. Of an old hay field with the grass hauled off. It's raining now, but it'll slack up soon, so we won't go home if the sky falls down. Raise your voice up to the heavens. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night, rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight, where everybody's feeling alright. My friends singing good old country song, from the grapes that pave the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing as long as you sing along. Sing along. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight, where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song, from the grapes that pave the road I'm on, hell, I'll keep singing as long as you sing along. Hell, I'll keep singing as long as you sing along.
Great little tune.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Like it a lot. Now, buddy, I didn't have enough time to go ahead and clear this with you, and please feel free to go ahead and share as much or as little, but you've had a year filled with a little bit of tragedy coming up. Do you feel like going there, or we can certainly bypass it if it's up if you want to?
Well, yeah, maybe a little bit if you've got some key questions, I wouldn't mind.
Well, it was, I believe, your sister that suffered some tragedy. I don't know how much you want me to go ahead and go there with, but I was reading some information and.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes if you share negative things that happen, you can heal or start to heal someone else or mm-hmm. keep someone else from suffering the same thing. And it's just, this life, once you think you have it figured out, it isn't always like that. It's not always what you think it is, and stuff
right.
happens that you just completely don't have an answer for, or don't know why. My sister, we tragically lost her about 3 years ago
mm-hmm.
To domestic violence, and it's just been one of those things the whole time it happened that it just haunts you, it kills you every day,
yeah.
and it kind of steals who you are a little bit, but you don't accept it, but you learn to deal with it, and with this last year, just happening, and I think you're absolutely the first person I've ever talked to about it recently, because about 2 weeks ago, we went to trial on the whole thing, and of course, I was the only witness, so I was one of the key people that they were talking to in the,
yeah.
In the case. So they a jury of 12 unanimously decided that he's guilty for what he did, and he will indeed have to pay a little retribution for what he did. So
yeah.
It's just some crazy, crazy stuff, and it's like you said, it's not something that I jump to the occasion to talk about, but so you'd be surprised sometimes. I love talking about it because it helps, but that's the good stuff. But it's I don't know, but I hope that answered a few questions.
No, it does, and like I said, I didn't want to. I wanted to kind of more or less pay her homage and respect and everything, and because it was actually her husband that was actually convicted of her own murder, And you were there with the children. You pulled the children away, actually. And correct me if I'm wrong. This was in a car wash, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, man. All so places you can die. A car wash is pretty insane, but that's exactly where it was. And
yeah.
You know, and ever since then, it's just you really don't know what domestic violence is until you. Honestly, a lot of people don't anyway until they, in fact, somehow directly or indirectly suffer from it in some way. So I didn't really know what I knew what it was, but I wasn't really clued in until it happened. And now, you know, I try to kind of be an advocate for, you know, domestic violence and try to, you know, just like right now talking about it, trying to at least, you know, let people know that there's, my gosh, there's just other things that you can do if you're a woman in that kind of situation or a family in that situation, because, you know, it's a disease. It's kind of a faceless disease that a lot of people don't know about until it affects them. So, so I try to, you know, go out and wave that flag for her, you know, and I have a foundation in, you know, in memory of her, called the ECB Foundation, in memory of her name, Erica Carmen Droz. And so things like that are ways that you can kind of keep her living through, you know, whether it be music or trying to you know, raise awareness to how she died, you know, if stuff like that. If that's the little things I can do, well, then I find them therapeutic and I try to do them, you know, in memory of her. So.
Yeah, well, it's definitely important to go ahead and raise awareness, and feel free, Marilyn, feel free to go ahead and put that link to Billy's sister's website in. We'll go ahead and rally behind, and please just know from on behalf of Victoria and I that we're very, very sorry, and, you know, we're on your side. So however we can help get the word out, let us know what we can do, buddy, and we're right behind you, so please know that.
Oh, absolutely, my friend, and, you know, we do annual concerts and stuff for her, and, you know, when stuff like that comes up, we always try to get a lot of bigger names coming down and doing them for her. So when that kind of show comes back around, we'll definitely let y'all in on it, see and help with.
Absolutely, come back on. Yeah, you've gotten some pretty big names. Name a few of them. I'm trying to go through my list real quickly.
We've had two shows now, and we've had, you know, Daryl Worley. We've had Shenandoah reunited after about 12 years of not being, you know, together playing. You know, in memory of her. So we've had a lot of things cool happen, and, you know, Mark Colley, Jeff Bass. So, the, you know, the list goes on and on. So it's just, you know, when you're asking people to do stuff, when it's regarding helping something like that, when there's children involved and stuff, you know, people like Daryl Worley don't mind to help. And, you know, that's what we need, more people like that that aren't scared to, you know, stand up and say a little something about it. Cause
absolutely.
It's crazy business.
Absolutely. Just to make mention, a few people, Gina, and Sandy from Nebraska, Shannon from the UK, all send their hearts and love to you too. So, let's switch it up a little bit. Tell us. I tried to find you on social media. I know you're on Facebook, but that's about it. You're not on Reverb Nation, MySpace, YouTube. You get some YouTube videos up there, but where can people find you and follow you? I mean, right now it's Facebook, correct?
Well, as of right now, there's a reason for why you can't find a lot of this stuff. We just recently went through a little bit of a name change because for about 6 years, you know, my full name is Billy Ryan Droz, but for about 6 years, I cut records as Billy Ryan. And so I thought, and definitely that's who I would be, but there's people that were really influential in my career right now, and they decided that they liked Billy Droz, and I grew to like it myself, just
cool.
Going kind of back to the bare roots of who I am. And, you know, when the role was called in second grade, I raised my hand to Billy Droz. So I guess that's what I'm going by. So you can, if you want to hear more music and you have trouble finding some of the social media stuff, you can also search that name until everything kind of gets switched back over. So.
Cool beans. Well, Sandy from Nebraska has just offered her services to make you a free website. So if you want to go ahead and take her up on that, I'll put you two in charge, in touch. So. But
you
buddy,
can never
running
have
out of
too much publicity. I think.
You can never have too much publicity. That's for sure. Buddy, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time of stopping by today. I want to thank you for sharing your sister's story with us. I really didn't want to go there unless you were comfortable with it, but I do thank you for doing that. And I think it's important, seriously, to keep that awareness up because it is a silent killer amongst so many women and men, actually. We Victoria and I work very strongly with an organization in the D.C. region called Time to Fly, and it's basically exactly that. It's for abused women and men, and it's a system that helps very, very extreme cases, but not as extreme as your sister's was. So I just want to go ahead and thank you more than anything for dropping by today. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, absolutely, my friend. Well, thank you so much again for having me. And you guys, just feel free to call me anytime. This is so much fun. Just best of luck with everything you guys do in the future.
Cool beans. I'll certainly take you up on that, Billy.
Yes, sir. Take care, my friend.
You got it. Say hi to your wife and your child, and most love to you, buddy. You take care.
Yes, sir. Take care. God bless.
God bless. That was Billy Ryan Droz. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. I want to thank Andy Espinosa Long for coming at the top of the hour and sharing his bit of information on Billy Ryan Droz. Yeah, you can find the information on Billy's website. I'm sorry, on Billy's page on Facebook. It's a fantastic story. And pick up some tunage. The guy is absolutely fantastic. I want to thank everybody, Gina from California, Marby, great show, all the new guests, guest 5372, guest 5478, guest 6455, guest 6814, guest 6963, Sandy from Nebraska, and Shannon from the UK. I know it's late, baby, you should get to sleep, but for Michael Kay and Victoria Gaither, you've listened to another edition of At Home with Victoria. We're going to go ahead and play out with more Billy Ryan Droz. I'm going to go ahead and play Sing Along. It's a nice, happy song, so enjoy the heat, stay cool, and thanks again for listening. Take care.
Pull the bow, cross the fiddle. Strike up the band, let the music play. I don't need just to listen. You gotta make it loud, let it resonate down through your soul. Till you can feel it move you. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along. An old hay field with the grass all gone. It's raining now, but it'll black up soon, so we won't go home if the skies fall down. Raise your voice up to the heavens. Guitar swinging in the middle of the night. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along, sing along. Rocking on steady to the glow of the sun in the broad daylight. Where everybody's feeling alright. With my friends singing good old country song. From the grapes that paved the road I'm on. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along. Hell, I'll keep singing. As long as you sing along.
At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.